Hello and welcome to this audio recording. I'm Jill Wigmore Welsh, based here in Reading in Berkshire. Shortly going to be beginning to start to do some more work in London again, which is quite exciting. This lesson today is a short exploration in breathing. I've recorded lessons before which focus on breathing, but this lesson is specifically designed to assist you if you're one of those many people out there who have a tendency to experience what we might call panic attacks. I'm going to be posting a little bit in the blog that goes with this, way underneath wordage, so that people can actually read what I mean when I write that. So first of all, the lesson is going to start in movement. We're going to be moving when we do this lesson, and this is a slightly different process from what we would usually do. So find yourself a space. You can either have this on your headphones, or you can have it on play, but make sure you have enough space that you can walk and you can move around when you do this. So if you're actually in a space that's big enough, you can begin to start to just take some lifting actions, some lifting movements with your legs. So just lifting first one leg up and then putting it down in whichever manner you might want to do that. And just doing this at your own pace, seeing how it feels. Rocking one weight over onto one leg, rocking weight over onto the other leg, and then just lifting one foot and the other foot in the air. And as you're doing this process of rocking and lifting, just thinking and looking at your feet and legs and noticing where it's comfortable just for you to lift your foot up to. If you're doing this as you're walking, just find a pace that feels about right for you. Mm-hmm. I have to excuse me, my voice is a bit croaky today. So now that you've begun to start to get this movement rhythm going, if at any point you want to stop and have a break, have a rest and just leave that and stand still for a second or two, then that's fine. As you're moving like this, begin to start to notice what's happening with your heart rate, what's happening with your breathing. You might be moving at a very slow rate and you might find that that's not having any impact at all on your heart rate and breathing. You might want to increase the intensity very slightly and notice what effect that has on your heart rate and breathing. If you've not been well, you might find that you can hardly make any effort at all and your heart rate and breathing seem to shift. But in this process, you're only working at a very low level. You're just working very slowly, very carefully, very mindfully. And then every now and again, as I say, you can have a stop and a break and just come back to standing. Maybe if you've been walking, you can stop and look at the view. Doing this on your own, you can just stop your lifting. And then as you begin to just move yourself, just begin to start to be aware of what is actually happening in the area in between your rib cage and your pelvis, the bottom part of your back, way low down. As you go to lift your feet and move your legs forward, is there any tensioning happening in this region? And ask yourself if you could just let the tensioning either be a little bit increased or decreased. So notice what impact it may have if you tension this area a little more as you lift your legs, one after the other. And then maybe you can do the opposite and just allow the tensioning to fade away a little. Notice what impact that has. And allow your belly to be soft as you do this. Think about whether the belly can be soft as you lift your legs. Can you have a soft belly and lift one leg forward and backward? Or is it something that, as you're walking or moving, can you feel a tendency to tension the muscles in your tummy? And again, if you begin to start to notice something, whatever it is, and just perhaps magnify that a little, because it's useful just to pursue finding out what our natural tendencies are and how we're sort of bound by these tendencies to do things in certain ways. And then just have a break, just stand and look at the view, or if you're doing this on your own in a space, you can just stop, and if you want to, you can have a sit and a rest. And as you're looking at the view, just begin to notice what your breathing is like now. If you're someone who does have a tendency to perhaps overbreathe, if you're in a comfortable place, it might be that you're not so comfortable in a lift or a busy meeting, but it might be that you've chosen a space to be in now that is a space that you feel more comfortable. It might be the opposite. You might have inadvertently chosen to do this process in the place that you find yourself to be responding. And if maybe you've got a tendency to feel a bit panicky if you've not been well, if you've got out of condition, then just as you're sitting, if you feel any of those feelings start to arise, just say, "I'm okay, I'm fine," and allow yourself just to focus on the out-breath and the process of just sort of allowing some of those tensionings to go away as you look maybe and see something that's rather beautiful and reminds you of somewhere rather lovely. Or even if you're in a room on your own and you're doing this, you can perhaps look around and let your eye just rest on something that reminds you of perhaps something a little bit funny, or a photograph of a member of the family who is maybe smiling a certain way. And just notice how you can take the attention outside of yourself, and you can make some shifts in your physiology. After a little break, just come back to whatever you're doing before, whether it's walking or just lifting one leg and then the other leg. And thinking about what's going on in the low part of your back, that area between the bottom of your ribs and your pelvis, and what's going on with your tummy. And thinking about your out breath, that breath out, that nice, slow, slow, long out breath. Noticing as you're breathing in and out whether maybe the in-breath is happening quickly, whether there's a space between the in-breath and the out-breath. Maybe if you can just lengthen that out-breath a little, just to allow the out-breath just to be quite long and slow. As you bring your attention to your moving, just think of the complexity of different things that you're doing now. You're lifting your legs, your arms are probably swinging, and you're thinking, you're feeling what's going on in different parts of your body. And as you're doing all of these processes, just noticing how, as you increase your exertion level, your heart rate changes slightly, and something starts to go on with the amount of oxygen you're using in your system, how you're actually burning up, if you like, some of this energy, this oxygen that you're taking in, which is really precisely the reason to breathe, to get this health useful product for the system coming in, and something that you can use as like a fuel. But we need to be energy efficient, if you like. We don't want to have a system that's got too much energy sitting around that's not being used. So say have a little rest every now and again, and just bring that attention to your body as you move, as you do these things. And then as you take these intermittent rests and find something that catches your eye, that makes you interested for the day, something that takes you a distance away from yourself. So it might be you stop and have a look away in the distance and see some beautiful view, oh, many miles away, you can just get a glimpse of. You can do something like this if you're in a tall building. You can look away into the distance and see how far away you can see the clouds that are out there in the sky, and look at the shapes and just get some pleasure, some happiness from something very simple and very pleasurable. As you're sitting at home or standing at home practicing this process, remember you can perhaps find some memories and photographs or pictures on the wall. They're good memories, and perhaps they bring a smile to your face. And as you are at this moment in time, whatever you're doing, just bring that smile to your face. So as your mouth gets wider and wider and wider, as if you've just put a pen in your mouth width ways, so it's allowing your lips to be spread slightly apart, allow your face to adopt this smile. And as you get back into your walking and moving, just allow the air as it comes out to be accompanied with a little sound. That's right. And it might be that there's a little tune in your head, a little song that starts to come out. I remember on a training course I attended, we were taught this little tune that goes along, it's a little rhyme, it goes along, and I'll say it now, and you can say it as well if you want to. The words are, every little cell in my body is healthy, every little cell in my body is well, I can tell, every little cell in my body is happy and well. So yeah, roughly goes, every little cell in my body is healthy, every little cell in my body is well, every little cell in my body is healthy, every little cell in my body is well, I can tell, every little cell in my body is happy and well, I can tell, every little cell in my body is happy and well. So you can have a little sing as you walk or you play or you move, and you tell yourself how good the day is as you smile, and you, if you like, fake it. If you're not having a particularly good day, but maybe you find something. If maybe you've not been feeling well and the idea of moving your legs is, oh, it's a chore. Start to feel out of breath, but dizzy, whatever. Stop. Have a look at something that makes you feel in some way connected to something outside yourself. Allow your attention just to drift off. As your attention drifts off, And you start to notice something different, and you shift your attention and allow your low back to perhaps soften a little, your belly to soften, attention on the out breath to be there. And then your little song comes along, telling yourself how every cell in your body is healthy and well. And just have a try. See how it feels. Allow yourself to be in control. And allow yourself just to experience this moment of playing with your in-breath and your out-breath. And enjoy the rest of the day. And I'll be coming back to you very soon. And it'll be interesting to get some feedback. I'm based here in Reading in Berkshire. And I hope you have a very nice day. Take care.